This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:65, up 7 on the open. March, 8:68, up 11 and a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 881, up 6 on the open. March, 888, up 11. May, 753, unchanged. July, 597, up 1 on the open. December corn opened at 352, down a quarter on the open. March, 368 and a half, down a half. May, 378 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. July, 387 and a half, down 1. September, 393 and a half, down 2 and a half. December of next year, 403, down 1. March of 2009, 411 and a half, down 2 and a half on the open. November soybeans open at 974, up 5.5 on the open. January, 988, up 4.5. March, 998.5, up 5.5. May, 997, up 3.25. July, 999, up a half. September, 961, up 7. November of next year at 925, down 4.5 on the open. October soybean meal open at 266.30, up 2.20 on the open. December, 272, up 2.30. October soybean oil open at 39.85, up 13 on the open. December, 40.40, up 19. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 95, up 2.5 on the open. December, 98.65, up 10. February, 102.5, unchanged. April, 99, 92.5, unchanged on the open. September feeders open at 115.87.5, up 20 on the open. October, 115.65, up 15. November, 115.85, make it 75, up 12.5. January, 114.20, unchanged on the open. October lean hogs open at 64.75, down 27.5 on the open. December, 66.90, down 25. February, 70.85, down 40. April, 72.20, down 35 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 88 even, down 55 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Early trade is to sell all across the floor. What's going on today?
Well, I think, a couple, three things happened, Dave. We see that the corn harvest is moving along rather rapidly. I think we're 14% done, and we've got 10 days of real clear weather for corn and soybean harvest, number one. Number two, we finally got the wheat number out of Hebert, on the low side of some people's guesstimates, but, 15.5, we've been badgering around, as low as a 10 million metric ton crop down there. 15.5 is halfway in between that and where the government said. So it maybe isn't quite as bad, and it also gives us a better idea rather than all the guesstimates out there. The other thing that we looked at, I think, was that Pakistan is tendering for half of the half million metric tons possibly later this week, but not a lot of confidence in whether they'll accept these high bids. And we're at some lofty levels up around the $6 mark on the new wheat and the $9, close to the $9 on the wheat, and a little profit taking when you sort of assured that going on, along with, I think, it's Drew Lerner's weather this morning, gives us a little better shot for rain across some of the dry areas. So all that coupled together give us a little bit of profit taking this morning.
Let's, before we get into some particulars about individual commodities, let's get your reaction to what the Federal Reserve may do today and what it might imply to grains.
Well, I think that it's pretty widespread opinion that it's going to be cut 0.25% on the rate today. And everybody has sort of bet on that to keep the economy together. I mean, the one thing that was talked about was that if there is not a cut, and that they feel that the economy might be, diving a little bit here, that would take some money out of the funds, profits in the stock side of things, the S&Ps, the Dow, everything like that, and that sometimes when they lose money on one side, why they liquidate some positions on the other commodities side that way. So that's one of the things they were talking about there early, but, it looks pretty much in what's been said that they're going to try to lower these interest rates a little bit and try to help out the mortgage business a little bit that way. I think we were up like 50% from last year as far as foreclosures for the month of August.
U.S. dollar has been making 15-year lows over the last several weeks. Is a quarter cut enough to keep that slide from continuing lower?
Probably not. I think that we're talking more about the idea of the stabilization of these foreclosures and the mortgage industry and everything like that than we are just the dollar slide, Dave. We would like to stop the dollar sliding here. But of course, that does, just continue to feed inflation with the dollar going lower and all of our commodities going higher.
All right, let's turn our attention to individual commodities then. Soybeans making new contract highs overnight, July over $10. What should traders and hedgers be doing about this?
Well, like I say, it's a very rough ball game out here right now. The over $10, a lot of pricing opportunities for some farmers that didn't think they were going to have room for beans and corn, and what to do at this point in time. At these sort of levels, I don't think it's a hard decision to say maybe we let some of this, these beans go and save our room for our corn. I think that, there was an estimation put out by the Sparks people that we would see a 10% increase in bean acres next year because of the these prices over $10 and looking for where they're going and what they're looking at, Dave. So a lot of opportunities here, and they're all good ones, I mean, along the way as to thinking about looking ahead to that.
So about what percentage of the bean crop would you estimate that people should go ahead and let go, given, say, ideas that they can store a good portion of their corn crop?
Well, I think, at these levels, I think that they need to be looking and not knowing what they're doing. We have to decide whether they're hauling in and selling for fall mm-hmm. or whether they're selling for later down the year. But, I mean, I think that going along at $10, that's above what I ever thought they could get to. So, they need to be looking at their overage that they don't have contracted in that way. Now, do we say 10%? Do we say 5%? I think everybody needs to look at their cash flow situation here. But a few beans being sold around the $10 mark for the March time period is not a bad thing at all.
All right. Let's turn your attention to the corn crop, which last night NASS says is 2 percentage points better than it was a week ago, and where by all accounts of the yield numbers that we're hearing trickling in, generally speaking, are better than anticipated. There are a few areas in Illinois that are not, but by and large, better than anticipated in Illinois. What should we be doing there?
Well, I think, the corn crop continues to grow here. I think we are looking at a very, very good crop. Like I say, the one thing that I think we're going to see a little bit along the way, though, is I think we're going to see more beans being sold out of the field, and it's going to allow the farmer to keep a few more bushels of corn at home because of this that way. I think there's some wonderful opportunities as far as, pricing corn or looking at corn to hold it for after the first of the year. If we are talking about the 10% increase in bean acres for next year or the 5 to 7% that others are trying, we're still going to want to keep the corn price relatively strong into spring to try to hold our acreage together. So we look for some rallies after harvest is over in the corn, more so than the beans now because the beans have already made a lot of their rally coming up, Dave. So, we're very favorable with the cutback in corn acres that we could see a little reaction to the upside later in the year after harvest.
Can't that rally just be done in the basis alone, given how far away we're looking at there?
very much, Dave. That could happen all on its own that way. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, even if it is just basis, if we're putting in our bin at home, we would capture that.
I wonder if you think that March corn futures, which are trading about mid-range of the area that they've been trading from, say, July till now, around 368-ish, are going to hold around that level? Or do you think that by harvest glut, and we're not there yet, we're close to being there, but we're not there yet.
Oh, not by any means. I mean, we were 14%.
That's
we'll be getting towards 25% done maybe by the end of, you know, for next week's report.
That's right. Well, will they hold 340, the July low?
I believe they will.
All right. Quickly then, just a look at the Merck. What are you seeing there?
Well, of course, we're seeing the cattle doing a little better today. Yesterday we saw, the prime cuts down a little bit, but the cattle are doing a little better. The hogs are under a little bit of pressure today. I think we're seeing, some bigger numbers over in the hogs. And there wasn't any cash trade developed as of yesterday and today in the cattle, and I think we're trying to stimulate a little bit over there.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana.